Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 313. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track by Screaming Females. That song is called Burning Car, and it's on the band's new album, Rose Mountain, which just came out February 24th on Don Giovanni Records. That band from New Brunswick, New Jersey, it just keeps getting better and better. I was in Chicago where they recorded their last album, a live album. This studio album, fantastic, and the guitar work just keeps getting better and better and better. This might be indie rock's true guitar god right there. Fantastic album through and through. Just go get that one. Stop listening to the podcast, hit pause, and go buy that one. I'll wait while you go visit your local independent record store. Well, actually, I've got no time to wait. I've got lots of music this week. In fact, I think we may go a few minutes over. Let's jump into something new here. This is Ben Lee with the song You're the Reason.
Thank you. So we were walking round the zoo in Barcelona. We were looking at some elephants and shit. We took pictures of the tigers, they were sleeping, and we were having beer by the bear pit. And the monkeys, they look just like us. They hug their children just like us. They close eyes look just like ours. They climb real fast, that's not like us. And we're enjoying life at the zoo in Barcelona. We take pictures of a crocodile in the mud. We laugh at one big fat alligator sleeping, while we all know he could kill us all he could. And that gives us all adrenaline, it's like a roller coaster ride, knowing he could kill us all, but we're the ones looking at him. And that guy threw some bread at him, and we must be the best species, cause we can build weapons and obsess over things and the internet. But we wouldn't survive a swim next to him. Went back to the center, had some wine at a square. People were behaving badly, but there were no monkeys anywhere. People spoke of interesting things, but they were not aware of their own beings, of there not being any monkeys anywhere. And even if you knew it, it'd be too uncomfortable to care that there's really no sense there aren't any monkeys anywhere. I had a drink and watched a soccer game, and then I forgot to think about why the monkeys are locked up and we are not. I had a drink and watched a soccer game, and then I forgot to think about why the monkeys are locked up and we are not. To think about why the monkeys are locked up and we are not. To think about why the monkeys are locked up and we are not. Why are they locked up and we are not? Why are they locked up? And think about why the monkeys are locked up and we are not. To think about why the monkeys are locked up.
And They Say You Can Never Go Home. That is the Juliana Hatfield 3 with the song If I Could. That's on the brand new album, Whatever My Love, which just came out February 17th on American Laundromat Records. That is a song that the band demoed 21 years ago when last time that band performed together. Could never turn into a song, and recently reformed and pulled that one out of the closet and finished it. And that is exactly like it would have sounded back then if they would have got it right. And I still am in love with that song. With that band, and still in love with Juliana Hatfield. But that's a different issue, and I think every boy of my generation probably is. But we have so much in common, or maybe not. Anyway, that is a very solid album, and it covers a fair amount of ground. Not all of it feels exactly like, 1994, but that track does, and I'm okay with that. Before that, we heard from Hello Safe Ride with the song The Monkees. That is on a new EP, actually, I guess, on a new single. It's the Dad Told Me single, but that is one of the two unique B-sides that is available on the digital-only single, released by Razia Records January 30th of this year, and Anika Norland just writes some of the best lyrics, and I would totally go to the zoo with her to look at elephants and shit. And we started things off there with Ben Lee. Well, kinda. The song is called You're the Reason, and it features Zooey Deschanel. It is from Ben Lee's new compilation, a mixtape from Ben Lee, which is a collection of songs he has written over the years for other people to sing. And he put those together and just released that completely, I guess, as a benefit for a cause that he's a big fan of. He has kind of turned into some sort of odd pseudo new age, at least Whole Foods shopping, consciousness raising individual, which maybe that works out well for him, and good for him all the same. But that that release just came out February 24th. It benefits a cause that he believes deeply in that I don't know enough about to know whether they're good or not. But the mixtape is interesting, and it really does feel like a mixtape because their songs have lots of different styles, and you've got a different vocalist on every track. So it feels different, and it's kind of nice there, and that Zooey track there is very fun. It doesn't sound terribly different than if Zooey and Mike Ward would have walked into the studio for another She and Him album, but that song's good, right? Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. But hopefully I make good choices, get good new music, and make a podcast that keeps you coming back week after week. Again, no time for delay. Next song. This is The Wave Pictures with the song I Could Hear the Telephone Three Floors Above.
The wind ruined up the pumpkin patch, and all that day all tennis balls all sailed clear of their catches. I was in a sleeping bag on the whole floor at the Patterson's, and I could hear the telephone three floors above me. I could hear the telephone three floors above me. On the telephone, a sugar-soaked ant in the sun. The look on her face is priceless. On the hall floor of the Patterson's, not sleeping in a sleeping bag, and I could hear the telephone three floors above me.
I could hear the telephone.
A sugar-soaked ant in the sun, startling the cat with a struck match. The phone pressed tight against her ear like a seashell. Cigar smoke shadow on a blood-red wall. lipstick stains and the telephone crawls. And I was in a sleeping bag at the Patterson's in the hall. And I could hear the telephone 3 floors above me. I could hear the telephone 3 floors above me. I could hear the telephone 3 floors above me. I could hear the telephone 3 floors above me. I could hear the telephone 3 floors above me. I could hear the telephone 3 floors above me.
From our first album that was termed unintelligible, and it very well may be. It's called The Black Angel's Death Song. Choices of his fate set themselves out upon a plate for him to choose. What had he to lose? Not a ghost-blooded country or covered with sleep where the black angel did weep. Not an old city street in the east. Gone to choose. Rally man's patter ran on through the dawn until we said so long to his skull. The shrill yell, shining brightly red-rimmed and red-lined with the time, abused with the mind on ice skates, scraping bells from the chunks. Say so long. Make it hard to forget where you come from. The stools in your eyes serve to realize pain. Ooh, come again. And Roman's refrain of the sacrilege recluse for the loss of his horse with the bowels and the tail of a rat. Gone to choose, choose to go. Aside to beyond. If a stone glances off, spit didactics in two, leave the color of mouse trails all green, try between. But if you choose, oh, if you choose, choose to lose. Follow the laws of refrain, come and start. Start the game. I chi chi. Chi chi I. Chi chi chi. Kata ko. If you choose, choose to lose, choose to go. Choose to lose.
Please, please, I insist you must hold your applause until the end of the podcast. That was Lou Reed, John Cale, and Nico playing the Black Angels' Death Song, recorded in 1972 in a kind of pseudo-VU reunion gig, broadcast live on the radio at that time, bootlegged heavily, released officially in 2004, and I just discovered it in 2015. I guess I'm just not that hip. I'm a big VU fan, so, you know, kind of the whole pseudo-reunion thing appealed to me. I should have read the reviews first. Quality is not so good. The tapes are kind of the wrong speed. Lots of flubs throughout the concert, but it's still very interesting, and the songs are performed in a very different way, including that version of Black Angels' Death Song, which the viola doesn't drive everything else out of the room like it does on the official recording there. So I kind of like that one. I like Lou Reed's recording of Wild Child, though it's not terribly different from the one that ended up on his first album. But, you know, if you're a VU fan, you probably already have it. If not, give a listen to it. If you're not, well, you're weird, and two, just don't bother with that one. Before that, we heard from the Wave Pictures with the song I Could Hear the Telephone Three Floors of Love. That is on the album Great Big Flamingo Burning Moon. That'll be out March 17th on Team Love Records here in the U.S., something else in the UK, though I'm not sure what label, but here in the US, Team Love, getting on the Wave Pictures bandwagon. That album there is very solid, very garage rock, less indie pop than some of the previous efforts, and it's appreciated. There's quite a bit of variance on that album, and that one I think you're going to enjoy. Give that one a stream on your favorite kind of preview site. See if that's something that's going to work for you. I bet it will. We're going to be over. So let me go ahead and wrap things up. Hello, you've been listening to the Too Much Rock Podcast number 313. I have been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites, including Twitter, at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, there's lots of concerts in my neck of the woods and your neck of the woods. You should go to them because concerts are fun. All right, we're going to wrap things up here. One last song. This is Gang of Four with the song Broken Talk. And this features Allison Moss. Heart, as they say, from The Kills, but as I say, from Discount, because that's just how I roll. And as on the album What Happens Next, which came out February 23rd of this year on Metropolis Records, the band, of course, very, very influential. Entertainment, my very favorite album of all time. And I wasn't too excited about a reunion album, but the promoter said, really, you owe it to this band. And, well, for better or worse, I took a listen to it. And I think it's probably for worse. No one is left in the band except for Andy Gill. And of course, his guitar work is fantastic. On this album, it's really toned down. And you've got different vocalists throughout the album. And it's not that exciting, let me tell you. Anyway, I'm going to play this track. It's not bad, just not exciting. It's Gang of Four. It's Broken Talk. Thank you very much for listening. We'll be back next week.